Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a blessed day today. Lots of stuff going on. We've been doing a little bit more research, Dad and I have, on this whole incident that happened in Hawaii over the weekend, as I was very, very troubled by that yesterday. And again, if you guys did not see today, Japan had a public broadcasting from the NHK that issued an alarm this morning stating, and I quote, North Korea appears to have launched a missile. The government urges people to take shelter inside buildings or underground. 5 minutes later, the broadcaster put out another message on the website correcting itself and said there is no government warning now. This, my friends, we are starting to realize after the information we are finding today, is not a coincidence whatsoever. There is definitely something going on right now. And Dad and I were talking earlier, and you found some other information. You started talking to some of your sources today as well regarding Hawaii today, Dad, as well, didn't you?
Okay. First of all, I got to cover a few things with you guys real quick. Yes, Austin, this is one of those stories that we're basically breaking as a tentative story, as a speculation story. We've had several verifications from people who think we're probably right on this story, but this is my opinion, and I cannot vet this story to the point that I want to vet this. So just basically look at this as a plausible scenario, not as a live breaking story that we haven't vetted. Very, very important. I contacted former CIA operative Robert David Steele today, and I went into detail with him as far as what was going on, what I was thinking. And his response to me, he said, I believe a real missile was launched and intercepted, but the wrong button scenario is much more believable to the American population. I'm adding that to the American population. But there is no button. There are 5 fail-safe procedures with the emergency alert management system in Hawaii, the last being a 2-key system, kind of like you see in the movies on nuclear submarines. 2 guys, 2 different keys, at least 8 feet apart, so no one person can turn both sets of keys. But most people don't know that, so they go with the button idea. It's a fake false alert. In other words, he believes a real missile was launched, but America, you need to go back to sleep. And then he sent me another one, basically quantifying and making a little more clarification on this. He goes, I believe the missile was launched from a submarine by rogue elements, perhaps Zionists, who want to incite a war with North Korea. I do not believe the missile was launched by North Korea. Trump may or may not be receiving accurate information from the U.S. government. It is possible Trump is being lied to at the same time that the military and intelligence folks lie to the public. Now, I want to just share with you guys a few more things about this, because he also released a new posting on Death Dog, and it says, and this was released just a few moments ago, there was a missile probably fired by Israel and our government is lying. This is what he says on his website. Now, this is interesting to me because it's saying that it's possibly Israeli or German, but the Germans have absolutely no interest in doing any of this. The missile was intercepted, then the cover-up began. There is no button that could accidentally be hit. And he goes on to the same things. This is on his website right now if you guys want to read that. If you're on my personal email list, you've already received all of this information sent directly into your inbox. Now, you say, well, where in the world would you come up with an idea like this? And it comes back to what Chuck Ball once said to us on Friday. The USS Liberty incident was an attack on a United States naval technical ship in international waters by the Israeli Air Force jet fighter aircraft in Israeli Navy torpedo boats on June the 8th, 1967, during the Six-Day War, trying to get the United States into the Six-Day War to go against Israeli enemies. Israel apologized for the attack. Okay, they killed all these guys. I'm sorry to laugh, but I mean, it's like, oh, we killed a bunch of guys, we almost destroyed a ship, but, you know, we're sorry. And they were radioing and telling them over and over again they were a United States ship, they were flying U.S. flags, they were in international waters. And this was a six-day war between Israel and several Arab nations. Now, the United States of America maintained a neutral country status. Many people have speculated that they were trying to get the U.S. into the war by initiating a false flag. That's probably one of the reasons that Robert David Steele has speculated that maybe Israel, because they've already done this once before and got away with it back on June the 8th, 1967, and we discussed that in detail with Chuck Baldwin on Friday. Now, also, this is also very, very interesting. The nuclear-capable, and you can look this up online, nuclear-capable B-52 bombers are joining the B-2s, the B-1s on Guam amid tensions with North Korea. In other words, the U.S. Air Force announced on Tuesday that it has deployed six of its powerful B-52 strategic nuclear bombers to Guam amid tensions with nuclear-armed North Korea. Six planes accompanied by 300 airmen joined three of the Air Force's B-2 stealth bombers that were also recently dispatched to the U.S. island territory, home to Anderson Air Force Base, a key American outpost in the Pacific. Now, we need to go one more notch, and we need to take a look at what's the capability of Israel has. Israel, they have five submarines that were German manufactured. They're 220 feet long. They're nuclear equipped. They're the Israel's newest and most advanced submarine, and it's their last line of nuclear deterrence. In other words, they carry nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, perhaps other types of nuclear missiles. Very difficult to get the actual what the payload of missiles and armament is on these ships, simply because it's all highly classified information. This article goes on to say, Israel's most critical military capability is their small but very deadly submarine fleet, which are stealth submarines. They run off of water. They don't have a prop. They have a water jet that comes out of the back of them, and it makes them almost impossible to find in the ocean because they really don't leave and create a lot of noise. She joins four other boats in Israel's fleet: the Dolphin, the Kutuma, the Leviathan, and the Tannen. These are Dolphin 1 and Dolphin 2 class submarines. They're Germany's most successful line of submarines, starting with Type 209. And these are much bigger and have the ability of carrying much, much more payload. So we have a country that is running around with nuclear-tipped weapons on submarines that we have no idea how to track them because of their stealth propulsion systems. And we have a country that's already attacked the United States in 1968. And we have a country basically that is controlled by the Sabbatine Kabbalist regime of the international banking community, the Rothschild banking cartel, which pretty much runs the entire planet. And they're kind of like the caliphate, you could say, or the satellite country, or the boutique country that Rothschilds wanted that they completely and totally control. We've also given them $40 billion in financial aid for the weapons that they have, and basically gave it to them. And they also negotiated with Germany to absorb one-third of the cost of these submarines that Angela Merkel agreed to basically subsidize, I guess, for what happened during World War II with the Holocaust that these guys constantly and totally promote. So, guys, it's interesting to me now. We have all of this stuff happening at once, including China is now downgrading the U.S. credit rating from an A- to a B++, BB++, warns U.S. insolvency could detonate the next world crisis. In its latest reminder that China is for now the happy holder of some $1.2 trillion in U.S. treasuries, the Chinese credit agency, Dagon, downgraded the U.S. sovereign ratings yesterday overnight, citing deficiencies in the U.S. political ecology and tax cuts that directly reduced the federal government's source of debt repayment, weakening the base of the government's debt repayment. So now we've got a situation here that we have nuclear weapon alerts going off in two separate areas, in Hawaii and in Japan. We've got a country that's capable of doing this, that are controlled via the Mossad, which we know was directly involved in 9/11. Think about this, guys. We know the Mossad was involved in 9/11. I've been on record saying that for a long, long time. And now the Mossad also controls these submarines. And now all of a sudden we have another false flag, supposedly, that was intercepted and stopped by our government, probably from a satellite-based weapons system that we basically shot this doggone thing down with, from this cabal that runs Israel or some other country or some other ship or some other group of people that have done this that may not have been Israel. But they're saying now this may have been a real nuclear launch because this system cannot be hacked and the wrong person cannot push a button and do this. Austin, what do you think about all of this mess? And man, are we in the later times than the latter times, buddy. What do you think?
Ooh, it's like you said, you know, we're trying to vet all this, but it's very plausible. I told you guys yesterday on the show when I went into detail on it that there was no way on earth that I bought the whole accidental button push during a shift change. They made it sound like somebody just accidentally clicked enter on their keyboard and this went up. That is, I knew for a fact that that's not how. I didn't even know it was as advanced as Dad was talking about after he talked to Mr. Steele. But, you know, I knew that it was not just some accidental button push like that. And the psychop aspect of what we talked about, I figured to be very plausible. I really didn't even think about if there really was a nuke that was, you know, sent off to Hawaii. But you think about it, for a false flag event for a nuclear strike, the Hawaiian Islands, whether it be the mainland or especially even the one of the smaller islands, would be a perfect scenario for a globalist false flag. A, it's not going to disrupt commerce or electrical facilities in the mainland of the United States. It's going to be very, very easy to contain on the aspect of you're not going to have any leakage as far as what you're going to have as far as with people talking about it, people taking photos. It would still be very devastating, but it really wouldn't shut down anything significant, and it would be the pretext of, oh my gosh, North Korea just nuked Hawaii. We basically have to do a full-scale invasion of their country now and turn them into a glass parking lot or whatever other aspect of the globalist and what they want to do. So, yeah, this is crazy, man. This is definitely some wild stuff, but I knew something big was going on Saturday when that happened. That was definitely no accident whatsoever. And with China doing this now, I mean, they're blatantly saying now in the article, I said, deficiencies in the current U.S. political ecology make it difficult for the efficient administration of the federal government, so the national economic development derails from the right track. The virtual solvency of the federal government would be likely to become the detonator of the next financial crisis. So they pushed us down now to a triple B plus, which is in the same category as Peru and Colombia. I don't know if this was simply just a statement to try to show everybody that the United States is basically losing its hold as the reserve currency of the world, but there's definitely a lot of stuff going on right now, Dad, that's definitely not good. At the same time, we see this flu is exploding. Now in California now, they're saying that California hospitals are facing a war zone style of flu patients to the point now they're starting to set up tents outside to handle it. They said since the beginning of October, 42 people younger than 65 have died from the flu in California, with 15 of those in the first week of January. They're now running low on beds because many patients were admitted with the severe flu. They said they've had to start canceling scheduled surgeries that have been elective and turning single patient rooms into doubles to free up space, alongside setting up tents outside for basically flu triage. On Thursday last week, the former storage area opened as an extension of the emergency room. This is really, really important, and why I've been telling everybody, and Dad's been telling everybody, keep your immune system strong right now. Do not be eating a lot of sugar. Do not be eating a lot of refined carbs. Do not be drinking a bunch of sodas. We shouldn't be drinking sodas anyways, but you have to stay on top of your immune system. Even at the least, keeping the basics of a high, high dose of vitamin D and vitamin C, like our excellent C and D3 10,000, in your body at all times and in your families. And if you need to, add in the astragalus and the virographis and the black seed oil, the same kit we have with the, again, the iodine, very specific with the iodine as well, on the immune survival kit we have on the website. Because right now, as we've, Dad said it many a times, and you know, I always hated to even think about it, but the easiest way for them to cull the population and get everybody under control is through a biological. That is the easiest thing they can do, because it doesn't, they can blame it on anything they want. There's no specific culprit to point the finger at, and they can say, well, this affected the economy, that affected the economy, this flu's hurt everybody, now we're basically having a complete meltdown of the economy because of this, this, and this. On top of that, we've had a nuclear strike now. the whole list goes on. You guys already know the story they're trying to play out. And the fact that we really think now that there was something launched on Saturday and that was not a drill with that emergency management system tells me even more that the globalists are becoming more and more desperate to try to obfuscate the truth of what's going on and get something else happening so nobody figures out what's actually really going on behind the scenes, Deb.
Israel has finally realized that their little subterfuge with the Mossad is being uncovered by a lot of alternative talk shows, including ours. And these guys don't want this information to be leaked out. They don't want to be involved in any of this stuff. They almost want to be, you know, war by stealth. And that's the whole key here with all of this. They want war by stealth, Austin. By the way, yeah. Let me talk about the Weimar Republic. Can you hear me okay? Because I just lost my screen, Austin.
I can hear you perfect, bud.
Okay, fine. Back in the 20s, after the World War One, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, who basically did the Versailles Treaty, completely, if you can listen to the audio tape by Fagan, and he'll tell you exactly how they did this. He said that they basically caused massive deflation first in Germany, then hyperinflation. Today, the entire global economy has already deflated, and now it's reinflating. Industrial demand and manufacturing collapsed, now they're coming back. And so we're having economic, you know, growth and inflation worldwide. The Federal Reserve has turned its money spigots wide open to mitigate the paralyzing effects of deflation of the U.S. consumption-based economy. Right now, the dollar is basically holding its own, even though it's dropped some because the weak euro and these other currencies are weaker than the dollar. We, you know, Gerald Celente said that a few weeks ago. There's some striking parallels between the U.S. economy since 2007 and the economy of the German Weimar Republic in the 20s. When recession hit the German economy, the central bank started printing, which is completely controlled by the Rothschilds. The central bank printed massive amounts of currency to stimulate business activity and pay debt. The cost of living was rising and the middle class was getting poor and the debt was growing. Although core fundamentals in the economy were deteriorating, industrial magnates benefited from money printing. Easy credit enabled business leaders to wipe out their debt through borrowed money. Germany's booming stock market, because of this, became the envy of Europe. All of a sudden, market psychology changed. One minute the rich were borrowing like crazy. Overnight, no one wanted to buy the debt. And there were no warning signals before the credit collapsed. Just months before the credit crashed, Germany's economists, PhDs, had insisted that money printing by the central bank was not a problem, and they said inflation was low and manageable. Now, let me give you another date here on what's going on with this. Let me give you a little graph here real quick. In 1920, the German stock market was at about 150. This is in July 1920. By around July of 1922, it had gone up to almost 1,000. Sound familiar, guys? Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Austin?
Yep.
Stock market's going through the roof. Now, what was going on here? The German central bank, the Rothschild banking cartels, and other central banks were busy buying up the stock market, just like they're doing in the United States right now. Just like they're doing right now. Well, by July of 1923, a year later, the market was trading almost at 10,000. So it went up from 150 to almost 10,000 in 3 years. Now those numbers are mind-boggling, but look what our Dow's just done. It's just gone up another 1,000 points in the last week to 26,000 now. So we're having this hyperbolic curve. By July 1923, which is 6 months later, it had gone from 10,000 to 100,000 as far as the German stock market, 100,000. By January of 1924, it had gone from 150 through 4 years earlier to 10 trillion. Yeah, you heard that right. 10 trillion. Okay? And what happened at the end of this, it was 10 billion. It went to 10 billion, from 150 to 10, that's 150 to 10 billion. The screen's very small. I'm having a hard time reading this on my glasses. And what's interesting about this is by the time this was over with, the blue chip stocks and almost all of Germany's economy was completely controlled by the big banks, and all of the people did not have their money invested either in stocks and or in gold and or in silver. They were completely and totally bankrupt because of this. They had no money left, which of course set up 1924 and Hitler and all the stuff that was going on with him, going to jail, and Mein Kampf and all the rest of it, all of this stuff was, again, aimed at the international banking community that had caused all of this. So this is what is happening right now. I'm going on record as saying that in the United States, our market's gone up, 15,000-20,000 points, close to it, 10,000 points, you know, in the last few years. I mean, if you're in the market, you made good money, but these banks are buying back their own stock. They're buying back these corporations through their interlocking corporate directorships. And this is exactly what they did in Germany. They bought up everything using their money because they stayed ahead of the inflation curve. You guys have heard me talk about this years ago, and now we're seeing it for ourselves. Homes that you could build just a few years ago for $120 a square foot are now selling for $250 a square foot. This was just a couple years ago. This entire bubble has come back in the housing market, and soon it'll be $350, $400 a square foot. It was $500 a square foot, you know, years ago for the big collapse. And all of this nonsense is happening all over again. So guys, caveat emptor, buyer beware. I really suggest you're careful with your money right now. I really suggest you're careful with all of this stuff because the stock market could go much higher. It could go down immediately. But now with China dropping our credit and China wanting to come out with a gold-backed currency, all of this stuff's getting really speculative and getting really sketchy. So be very, very, very careful with your savings and your money, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, look at the curve on it. I mean, in the end of 2016, it was around 18,000 to the point where today it just clipped 26,000 briefly, 8,000 points in a little bit over a year, 8,000 points on the Dow, gone from 18,000 to 26,000 in little over a year. That should be a clear indicator to everybody that this is a huge bubble. Nothing real can grow that fast without being heavily manipulated. It doesn't happen. And so this is exactly what we're seeing right now. They're doing everything they can to get full control of the monetary system. They're doing everything they can to make as much money in the system. I mean, look what they did with Bitcoin. I mean, they started buying into Bitcoin, rolling it up, pushed up like $19,000 a coin, and then all of a sudden, boom, pulled it out, dropped it like $6,000 a coin over a period of a week. Now it's down to like $11,000 today, literally almost half of what it was just a month ago. And everybody, oh my gosh, I can't believe I lost all this money in it. I can't believe I bought in at $18,000. I thought it was going to go up to 30. It may go up to 30. It may go back down to 1,000 where it started. The whole thing that I told you guys about when it was at 19,000 and everybody started coming out and saying, it's a higher market cap than Walmart, all of Walmart now. And I said, really? I said, where's Bitcoin's infrastructure? Where's their building? Where's their inventory? Where's any of it? Where's anything tangible that Bitcoin's ever produced, period? There is none. There's nothing physical you can hold in your hand. The same thing with the Dow lot of this. Granted, the stock market's got a lot more backing to it, but when you see these numbers getting this blown up and this elevated, that's a clear indicator. As Dad said, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not giving you advice, but in my opinion, for me, if I had money in that system right now, I would have already pulled it out, take my winnings, and walked away and saved it for another day. And personally, I put my stuff in gold and silver. I like silver a lot. Silver is massively undervalued. So was platinum last month. And these are all tangible assets that you can physically hold in your hand that have been used as currency for thousands of years. So be very wary of this market right now because it's very, very odd. Also, too, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, of course, in a very ominous amount, he's donated $33 million in donations to send 1,000 dreamers to college. I found this very strange that he specifically donated $33 million. He donated to the Dream.us Fund, a nonprofit group that sends college students to school that are dreamers, basically the ones that enter the country illegally, and essentially when they come here under the DACA program that's under so much publicity right now that Obama set up, they basically are allowed to stay here for free and get a lot of subsidies from the government and everything else simply because they're basically undocumented minors, the politically correct way to put them. But I find this so funny that we have tens of millions of kids in the United States trying trying to go to school, taking out student loans, working full time through college. I mean, we went out and ate dinner for mom's birthday last night, and we had a nice server. He was a college student from Florida Southern, actually a school right beside my college that I graduated from twice, Florida Southeastern. He was going to Florida Southern, and he basically has worked through all 4 years. He's a senior now, and he got as many scholarships as he could and stuff like that that helped meet everything. And so he basically was pretty confident. He said he graduated. He's going to graduate with about $20,000 in student loans through his four-year degree total, which he was actually pretty excited about that, which wasn't a bad amount. That's actually doable in some cases if he can get a good job. And, you know, that's good. He was able to do that. But what's funny to me is that Steve Bezos is over here bragging now about donating $33 million so he can send undocumented illegal immigrants that came into this country unasked. They were not invited, and they were not legally coming here, so they could have full scholarships now. I remember about 2 years ago when we had that happen out in California, because California is a blatant sanctuary state. When these kids, it was the cool thing on social media to do, these undocumented kids were going to school and talking and bragging about how big of scholarships they got and how they had $150,000, $200,000 college degrees from basically top-tier schools that were fully paid for through full scholarships, and that they were undocumented and they were proud of it. And, you know, I'm not against anybody coming here and wanting to get good education at all. I don't have a bit of problem people coming here legally. I don't have a bit of problem these kids applying for grants and getting free tuition. I'm all for that. Anytime we can help kids that really want to go to school and achieve stuff, I am a huge proponent of that. But sitting there and getting all this stuff for free ahead of everybody else, and then blatantly spitting in everybody's face after you get to the top by saying, by the way, I got a $200,000 grant to go to school and I'm undocumented. Poo, 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 poo. Let's spit in everybody's face now and rub it in. I have a real issue with that. So with Bezos going out of his way to do this and doing it at $33 million, just goes to show you this boy's a straight-up CIA operative or whatever he's been involved in for the longest time. He didn't get to the wealthy level that he has by playing, you know, by not playing games with the CIA, Dad. This guy is all over the place what he's involved in.
Well, first of all, let's look at the numbers. He's worth $100 billion. Okay?
Yeah.
So he makes the news with $33 million. Okay.
Yeah.
33 million. 1% of 100 billion would be 1 billion, right? So $1 billion is 1% of his income. He doesn't give $1 billion away, so he gives, you know, 3% of $1 billion away. So he's giving 3% of 1% of his net worth. So basically, if you were worth $100,000, okay, and you were going to give away 1%, which would be $1,000, you'd basically give away like $30. So if you're worth $100,000, he's giving away $30. And my math may be wrong. You guys can check it for me, but it's insignificant. It's absolutely insignificant that he's giving away. Now, don't get me wrong, $33 million is a lot of money, but for a person who's worth $100 billion, it's just unbelievably small. I mean, he could have given $1 billion away and it only been 1% of his net worth. And he's given away, you know, 3% of that. So the thing about it is that, you know, he gets all of this publicity, and again, we see that it's numerology, the symbology of 33. Now, I'm going to say something else about these Sabbatean Kabbalists. There's a book out you can read. It's called The Most Dangerous Book in the World. I believe that's the name of it. And it's about 9/11 as a mass sacrificial ritual. It's called The Most Dangerous Book in the World. I've got it right here at my desk. 9/11 is a mass ritual. It's by S.K. Bain. Everybody needs to read this book. I did an entire show on this book on this broadcast, Hagman's broadcast, and Hodges' broadcast, and I talked about the numerology. What we have to understand is these Sabbatean Kabbalists that are running the planet through their fiat Babylonian money system, these guys are numerologist Kabbalists. They're wizards. They're warlocks. They go by the signs of the zodiac. They go by numbers and numerology. In fact, I spoke with a guy one time. I will never have him on my show because I was really sketchy about him. Anyhow, but he's a PhD, brilliant guy, also a medical doctor, PhD, worked in top secret in stuff. In fact, the theory of the holographic universe was actually his idea. The guy's brilliant, but he's a very strange person to interview. And I had him one time on the Power Hour, and he was talking about all of the stuff that he was involved in. And I asked him, I said, so you're a numerologist Kabbalist. And he goes, well, yeah, I am. I said, so you're a wizard. He goes, well, yeah, actually I am. I'm a wizard. And see, that's what these guys are. They're wizards and warlocks and witches and demons. I mean, this is the group of people that's running the planet, guys. You know, Satan is the prince of this world. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, we're not of this world. And these guys are tied together in their Luciferian child-sacrificing, blood-drinking networks. They don't think that you and I mean anything. They could just assume nuke Hawaii is to look at Hawaii. They would care less if they had done it. We don't know if they were going to actually hit the mainland with it in China, in Hawaii, or either one of the major islands like Oahu, or, you know, or the island of, big island of Hawaii. I don't know if they were going to just bring it up at 30, 40, 50,000 feet over everything and detonate an EMP, which would cause a Compton effect, which would knock out all the electricity in Hawaii. Maybe they're going to do that. They've already did a little beta test of what happened in Puerto Rico, haven't they? Oh, that's right. They sure did that with a hurricane. So anyhow, the whole thing about it is everything's by the numbers with these guys. So when you see Jeff Bezos come out and do 33 like this, there's a reason he does this. There's a reason these guys do this. It's all about the numerology, the Kabbalah, the wizardry, the signs of the times and the skies, the alignment of the stars, the alignment of all of these planets. They're into all of that stuff, guys. That's why certain things happen on certain dates with certain numbers in certain places. These guys are that organized and that anal about everything, if I can use that term, about getting things done at the exact right time to maximize the effect in our energy field that we're in. That's who these guys are. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody who's listening to this show. These guys only care about one thing, and that's serving their Lord and Master, Lucifer, so they can tie into the seething energies of Lucifer, as Albert Pike so wrote about in his book, Morals and Dogma, that all of you need to read, because this is who these guys are, and they're all Satanists. Put it in a better perspective for you guys, and that's who's running the planet. So we now have these two groups of people, these different dark factions that are running the planet together, competing for the gain in the on the planet, and they want to try to reduce us all to a bread loaf, I guess you could say, as far as extracting as much wealth as they possibly can out of us. Because remember, Deagle, the forecast website, says that by, 2045, that the population of the United States will be down to like 60 million. I believe that's correct, maybe a little less, and that North Korea will no longer exist. So guys, these guys have a master plan in place. It's been in place since the days of Albert Pike. It's been in place since the days of the Druids all the way back to convert us back to Genesis chapter 6 to get us completely and totally brainwashed so that every thought of every man will be evil all the time. And that's what they're doing. So when you see Kim Kardashian on the network and she's trying to get you to look at her rather than understand what's going on, or you see Donald Trump talking about, you know, a certain place is a bad place to be from or a bad country to be from, all of that is obfuscation. They're trying to cover up what's going on underneath the scenes, behind the scenes, with their false flag attacks and all of the other stuff they're doing to bring in their new world order. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they're trying to do with all this stuff, especially with the numbers. Also, too, and other, this is interesting, too, as you're just talking about now with the propaganda and everything they're doing now. The British Army just released a new ad campaign, essentially as a recruiting video, to show everybody that you can be any faith you want and go into the military. The advertisement is subtitled Keeping My Faith and depicts soldiers in a battlefield with a Muslim serviceman, clearly of Middle Eastern descent, going through the time-consuming Islamic worship rituals of boot removal, hand-washing, and kneeling facing Mecca on a prayer mat while his less pious fellow infantrymen wait patiently and monitor sounds from the battlefield. It is one of the most ridiculous videos I've ever seen. It's a short little clip, but it's blatantly showing you how they're doing everything they can to cater to this unbelievably weird religion. And what's so crazy to me, the biggest thing I guess that bothers me about this the most, is that we have this politically correct garbage from the United States to the UK to Europe. Everything, if you guys have noticed now, is to cater to Muslims. Everything now, every time you turn around, it's politically correct catering to the Muslim faith. What happened to catering to Christians? What happened to that? Why is it now that everything goes against Christianity and has to cater to a completely different religion that literally does not accept any other values, is completely diametrically opposed to any Christian Western lifestyle, but they want to sit there and turn around and cater to it? It is a clear agenda to try to force the population into submitting, and in most cases, this sadistic religion, which I do not agree with at all. Everybody wants to come out and say, well, the Muslims, the peaceful religion, it's this, it's that. That's complete and total garbage. You can look at the percentage rates. Whenever the population starts getting above 5% of a population total are Muslims, they start getting more violent, more arrogant, more belligerent, to the point now in the UK over in London, they actually just released an entire set of guidelines for Facebook guidelines on how to spot and how to stop basically Islamic hate speech online. And they're sitting there going, well, the Muslims have had 982 incidences last year of hate crimes against them. Really? Does anybody actually wonder why a lot of times this happens? Maybe because they act like arrogant, belligerent individuals that completely go against the normal standards of a society. When you walk into their area and it's a no-go zone, they'll try to literally beat you to death or punch you through your windows because they don't want you coming in that area or filming them or talking to them whatsoever. Maybe somebody needs to start looking at their attitude and their arrogance that they show everybody else that's not a Muslim in those areas instead of turning around and capitulating and submitting to these guys, Dad. But after I saw this video from the UK military, it was an embarrassment to me, and I can't imagine anybody else in the United Kingdom's military is proud of that video at all, showing blatantly that this guy is doing his little Muslim ritual on the battlefield while his other infantrymen have to sit by and watch him do it and can't say anything about it because it's politically incorrect to tell him, hey, we got mortars incoming, maybe you shouldn't take your boots off and stop to pray right now, maybe you're in the middle of a firefight, maybe you should be involved in your squad instead of too busy praying to your God that's dead. I don't know. Maybe I'm just really not tolerant of this anymore, but I've really gotten to the point where I'm tired of everybody trying to push us to be politically correct of a religion that most people don't agree with, when we should be being more politically correct and supportive of Christians that actually founded this country, Dad.
Well, it's like Albert Pike said, the Third World War will be the Muslims against the Christians and the Zionists, basically. Yeah. That's the goal. All of this stuff is to go. Oh, by the way, I did my math, and I was pretty good at it. I told you if $100,000 would be like giving away $33, and that's dead right. That's exactly right. $100,000 is .00033 is what Jeff Bezos gave away. So if you had $100,000 in the bank and you gave away $33, okay, that'd be the same equivalent of what he gave away on this. Or if you had $1 million in the bank, if you gave away $330 is what he gave away, which is completely inconsequential. And so that's what he gave away as far as his percentage of his net worth, which is very, 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 very low if he's got so much publicity from all of it anyhow. By the way, an Irish schoolboy has died days after coming down with this latest flu that Austin mentioned about earlier. He died 2 days after his GP, his general practitioner, said that he had the flu. His heartbroken parents reveal as death toll from the killer strains continue to rise. Sean Hughes from Dublin passed away in Temple Street Hospital on Friday. The 15-year-old was rushed there for an emergency treatment the evening before. His GP was adamant that he had the flu when they saw him on Wednesday. Social media tributes have flooded in for Sean, who was loved by anyone. 15-year-old child died in Ohio. If we want to come a little bit closer, a boy four years old just died from the flu just hours after showing symptoms, and his older brother is now in the hospital fighting the same flu. Jonathan Reben, 4, has become the first child to die from flu in Ohio. He suffered a rare genetic disorder that caused developmental delays. Now his older brother is also in the hospital for the flu. Jonah is one of 20 children in the U.S. that have been killed by the flu this season. That's on records. Also, the measles now is sort of starting an epidemic warning in England. More infection has struck more than 100 people across 5 regions. The experts urge parents, here we go, to vaccinate the children. Again, though, there really is no death rate associated with the measles in this report, because measles in most cases can easily be handled when you simply take care of yourself and have proper hygiene and basically do medication on it. Again, another article, more than half of the young people who are suffering side effects from energy drinks. This is like Red Bull, including vomit. Half of these people are suffering side effects, including vomiting, chest pains, and even seizures, the study found. Some 24.7% fast heart rates, 24% suffer from insomnia, headaches 18%, 5% suffer from diarrhea and nausea, and researchers believe consuming the drinks with alcohol makes it even worse. Energy drinks can contain up to 160 milligrams of caffeine. 105 milligrams is a safe daily limit. Sales in the UK have increased by 185% in the past 10 years. So guys, a lot of stuff, a lot of news happening all over the place. Now, I'm going to say this to you again. Use our purple sticks. They're much, much better for you, and they're not going to elevate your cortisol. You'll be able to sleep at night, and you're not going to overdose on caffeine. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no question about it. And I mean, some of those numbers are actually low. I know there's a drink. It's marketed more of a pre-workout drink, but a lot of people use it as a energy drink as well, called Redline, and it's an 8-ounce bottle with 40 milligrams per ounce of caffeine, or excuse me, 40 milligrams of caffeine per ounce. One bottle is almost 320 milligrams of caffeine in one bottle. One bottle, guys, and that's just your regular one-bottle serving. That's not adding in any other products you've taken during the day during caffeine. Once you start getting over the realms of 500 to 600 milligrams of caffeine a day, you can start having tremors, irregular heartbeat, difficulty focusing, extreme perspiration, nausea. I mean, it's dehydration. There's a lot of issues. People really underestimate how strong caffeine is. And the problem is everybody's tolerance to these incredibly aggressive caffeine stimulant supplements, I call them supplements, they're energy drinks, are becoming so high now that these compounds and these companies are coming out with stronger and stronger and stronger energy drinks to get everybody more and more riled up. The problem is you reach a point to where you start reaching adrenal fatigue and adrenal exhaustion, and you have to come down off this stuff. And I mean, it's not a good place to be, but if you've been in that position, you understand how important it is to take care of your body, and the cortisol booster and the adrenal support are two very, very good products that we carry along with the B complex to really help support your energy, support your adrenal glands, and get your body back on track and have it operating like it's supposed to be instead of fully depleted and your adrenals completely exhausted and drained. Because the problem is, guys, you got to remember, if something happens, if we have some type of ground invasion, if we have some type of significant incident in the United States, and the Patriots have to band together and start supporting this country as a militia, we can't be in a point where everybody's so strung out on caffeine and energy drinks. Everybody goes, man, I'm exhausted. I don't have any energy drinks today. All I want to do is sleep. We can't be in that position. You got to use that stuff as a tool, not a crutch. So if something does happen, you have the ability to still have some functioning adrenals in a fight or flight scenario, a true scenario like that, instead of being so tapped out and depleted just from being addicted to caffeine products every single day, Dad. So, yeah, it's definitely something everybody needs to watch out for. Also, too, I've been seeing a bigger trend now that I'm a parent. I talk to everybody all the time about different things, of parents that are now being urged and urging other parents to connect their babies to essentially the smartphone, Fitbit meters, all these electronic Wi-Fi things now, to the point now there's a new gadget that's coming out that can transmit vital stats to parents' smartphones, which sounds like a great technological advancement on the books, but as you start thinking about it, the idea of connecting babies to electronic devices and track them and broadcast their vital stats, I'm not a fan of that. These Fitbit-style monitors to have them, that they can monitor the child's blood pressure, they can do all types of different things, and it monitors what they do. They're not cheap either. But the issue I have is the thought of hooking up a tiny baby to electronic devices wirelessly and then transmitting your vitals to Bluetooth and stuff like that. Not only is it giving the ability to be hacked, which is already something that I can't stand with a lot of electronics we have, transmitting the information Bluetooth and through via Wi-Fi already adds even more exposure. So these kids are literally coming from birth now and being given this unbelievably aggressive Wi-Fi exposure 24/7 in some cases. And what they're also saying now too, and this is what you need to realize, this is what I didn't realize, is that these devices now have massively raised false alarms that are leading to unnecessary ER trips for these small infants, spreading a chain of a lot of times overdiagnosed related events and emotion that often includes needless lab tests and risky scans. They said that they healthy babies occasionally have temporary blood oxygen level drops, most of which are completely harmless. But what's happening now is these monitors are so sensitive that they're going off sometimes at the slightest drop, the slightest change. And so parents are freaking out, rushing to the ER. They're putting their baby under more testing, more oversight by doctors that don't even need to be touching the babies in general. All the time, or not all the time, but in most cases, nothing's going on with the baby wrong at all. They're completely healthy, they're completely natural, and they're doing just fine, and they don't need to be bathed in wireless Wi-Fi all day, all night, every part of their lives now. In my opinion, I think we're going to see over the next 20 to 30 years in this generation a very, very bad long-term side effect from the overexposure of Wi-Fi that everybody is being exposed to now, and now no child is even exempt of it. And I told you guys before, I shut my wireless down at night. I unplug it from the wall. I have a whole outlet box that I plug the TV into, the Wi-Fi, all that stuff, and it's plugged in the wall. It gets yanked out of the wall every night. No TV, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. No access at all, because I don't want to sleep in that stuff. I don't want to sleep in it. I don't want my son to sleep in it. I don't want my daughter to sleep in it. I don't want Lana to sleep in it. I don't even want my dogs to sleep in it. You have to have a point in time where your body has a break, and it's not getting bombarded with constant wireless signals all day, all night, Deb.
I agree with you 100%, Austin. Also, remember, guys, if you put these monitors on these children, they're going to have a monitor on their body, especially if they're doing heart rate, which means they can track that infant. They'll know exactly where that infant is all the time. They can hack into the system and track the infant and know where the babies are. These globalists have an affinity towards children in their sex trafficking and in their sacrificial rituals.
True.
So be really careful with this stuff, guys. I was speaking with a friend of mine I've known for, 30 years. She's a former prosecutor with the FBI and the state attorney's office over in Tampa and in Tallahassee. Brilliant attorney, brilliant woman. She's now a missionary over in Indonesia. And she told me the other day, Austin, when she came by the house, you know, after her break on a missions trip for a little bit, we had the privilege of spending some time with her. And she told me that when you see these people in these pornography stings, that these people that are being busted in these porn stings are not people that are looking at the prettiest NFL cheerleaders or the best looking NFL wives. They're not looking at that. They're looking at hardcore pornography with children and babies. I'm talking like 3 month old babies. This is what's going on. And right now I bring that up because on CNN, they just released it. This is on CNN today. It says, actually, it was a couple days ago. It says, 3 month old and 5 year old girls are rescued in sex trafficking crackdown. 3 month old. 3 months old. Two sisters and 1 5-year old and the other 3 months old were rescued in Denver by undercover agents during this year's FBI-led sting operation against sex traffickers, the official said. The alleged trafficker, a friend of the child's family, had made a deal to sell them for sex for $600. 3 months old. Now, guys, this is something that I'm telling you that's happening all over the place because Satan is the god of this world, and we've got these stinking perverts and weirdos that are in all of these occult rituals that get their kicks by doing this to these young children. So, guys, watch your kids. I would never put a doggone child on a monitor that could be tracked by some nutbag from who knows where. I simply wouldn't do it. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're exactly right. That's why I brought it up, because like you said, I didn't even think of that aspect on it, but you're exactly right. Anytime you're transmitting this stuff wirelessly and through Bluetooth and all that, you can hack into it. It's super easy to hack into this stuff. There was a video they did a while back ago. I talked about it online. With the Bluetooth safes now that you can basically unlock with your phone and stuff, or you can unlock with your fingerprints with the biometrics in it, like a little gun safe, little hand safe. And they tested them out, and they were able to crack into almost all of them. And they weren't even secure at all because it had a Bluetooth connection on it. So if it's something that you really don't care about and it's connected to Bluetooth, it's whatever. You got to, you know, make your own decision on it. But hooking your kids up to this stuff and letting them go around and be exposed to not only wireless stuff, but have the ability to have some of their vitals and stuff yourself completely monitored and tracked? No good. Also, too, it's ironic. An article was just released, actually, last year. Paul Offit, who's a huge vaccine ambassador, basically always supporting it, they're basically baffled because Mississippi, which has the worst overall health in the nation as a state, Mississippi State now, also has the highest amount of vaccine coverage in kindergartens. 99.4% vaccine coverage in kindergartens in the state of Mississippi now, and they've now been deemed as the worst overall health in the entire nation. Yet, Paul Offit, in his absolute ignorance, as he always likes to talk about how good vaccines are, he went on to say that Mississippi's done very well for themselves, and the vaccine coverage has nothing to do with the overall health. He's actually quite proud of the 99.4% vaccine coverage because of the 1979 elimination of the state's religious exemption to vaccine. He goes on to say, this is how blatant this guy is, how brazen he is. He goes, if a parent harbors a religious belief that contradicts a basic tenet of modern medicine, the state has the right to protect the child from the irresponsible acts of the parent. It blows my mind that this guy is so arrogant. He makes a statement like this, and he makes it sound so small. If their belief contradicts a basic tenet of modern medicine, no, vaccinating your children with 76 different vaccines is not a basic tenet of modern medicine. It's essentially a complete and total agenda to do the best they can to ruin the immune systems of this younger generation. It's not a basic tenet at all, and as you see, in Mississippi, the highest vaccine rate in kindergartners, and they have the worst health overall of the entire United States, Dad. So I think those two are very, very close aligned right there.
Well, you have to understand the mindset. And it was my mindset, too, Austin, when I was younger. When you take the biochemistry classes and the molecular biology classes and, you know, the pre-med classes and all this, you're indoctrinated into believing that anybody who's not getting vaccinated is an idiot. That basically you have this injection that you can take that's going to pretty much take care of any problem that you ever have for the rest of your life as far as these health issues, and you'll never catch any of these diseases. And these guys buy this hook, line, and sinker, as I did. I did the same thing. I believed it. Because this is what you're taught in college. I mean, when you're taking these molecular biology classes and they're telling you all of this stuff and they're telling you this is the way to do it, this is the way to keep the population healthy, you don't look at the alternative news when you're in college. And the problem that happens is when these medical doctors are taught this in school, they get adamant about it. I mean, they get absolutely just mean about it. That's why he's saying that if the parent is this irresponsible, we have the right to take them away or to force the parent to do what we want them to do. Now, the reason they're doing all of that is because of the mainstream media and because of what's going on with the vaccine manufacturers not being sued, and the fact these vaccine manufacturers are one of the primary organizations and groups of people that continue to provide ongoing education for medical doctors out of medical school. So the medical doctors that are coming out of medical school that have to have X amount of hours per year to maintain their licenses, and many times they can take these classes completely for free from these vaccine companies, from these drug pushers, these drug manufacturers, and they tell the doctor all of these statistics concerning their products, and a lot of it's made up. That's why 50% of the drugs that are put on the market either have to have their warning labels changed or they're pulled off the market within 5 years because of side effects. The reason we haven't seen this happen with vaccinations is that Ronald Reagan gave them carte blanche, do whatever you want to do and kill as many people as you want, and you cannot be sued. And because of that, because the trial lawyers, they were putting these guys out of business back in the 70s and the early 80s before Reagan did this, Austin, because all of these kids that were coming out with these different diseases, including autism, even back then, and have been linked to these vaccinations. So now they have the ability, because of the fact that our government has given them the right to kill people as often as they like with no recourse. We've paid $4.5 billion out in vaccine settlement funds to prove to you that I'm telling you the truth, and these people have died, and they've received settlements from the United States government. Now, these guys are trying to force their will upon us in all these different areas. Why? Because they deeply are entrenched in the belief that if you don't do vaccinations, you're a blithering idiot. That's how they believe. By the way, Alibaba's AI now, the artificial intelligence they've created, has actually outperformed humans and one of the toughest reading comprehension tests ever created in a remarkable world first. I wanted to let you guys know that story today. In other words, the AI with reading comprehension is one of the most difficult things to do, even as a human being, much less for a computer. The AI now is outperforming all adults in reading comprehension on difficult reading comprehension exams. So guys, this AI that we've talked about, this transhumanism, this Borg technology is coming upon us at light speed. Keep your children safe. Take them to church. Pray with them every day. Pray with your family every day. And believe God that we shall be delivered from this mess and that we won't be touched by what's going on around us. Though 10,000 may fall at one side and 10,000 on the other side, we have to believe God Almighty that through the power of Jesus Christ, through Yeshua, that we will not be touched. I believe that with all my heart for you guys, my listeners, and also for my own family. Guys, thank you. I love you. Thank you for listening to this more of a somber show today. Thank you so much for being with us and responding to us in such a favorable manner via all the emails. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you so much for being here for us and being here with us and being part of the team and being part of the resistance. I love you, Austin. I'll do the write-up. Love you guys, too, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. God bless.
Absolutely, and great news, guys. All the customers that have been asking us about it, the magnesium deodorant is back in stock. We finally got the formula dialed back in. We have it in hand today. I didn't want to talk about it or promote it until I made sure we had everything done. It is done. It's on the shelves. It's on the website. Go ahead and order it as much as you want. We have plenty in stock now, but I want to let everybody know there's about a lot of requests for that, a lot of emails for that, and definitely check it out. If you need to, you can just give us a call and you can order it over the phone. If you don't want to mess with the online, 1-800-726-1834, or you can go on the website, of course, as always, at any time at healthmasters.com. Also, to be sure to check out the product of the week, the HGH Stimulate, which is the current winner, which a lot of you guys have been taking advantage of. That's one of our huge sellers. Helps out as far as with blood flow, maintaining lean muscle mass, also helps out with natural nitric oxide production. Very good as a pre-workout or a intra-workout supplement. I usually mix a scoop of the HGH Stimulate with two scoops of the Muscle Blast while I work out. I found that to be a very, very good combination. And if you really want to help out with muscle contractions, add a scoop of the magnesium brain food in with that drink, and you got yourself a pretty good cocktail while you work out. So we appreciate it, guys. Thank you for all the support. Thank you so much for everyone that's listened to us every day and the donations. We had a great customer, James Gumber. He gave us a very nice donation yesterday. That was greatly appreciated. We appreciate that, sir. Anytime you guys can help us out with that, even if it's just buying your ultimate multiple through us, it's greatly appreciated and really helps support this show, who is completely unsponsored with no ads. If you guys notice that, I hate commercials and I don't want to put you guys through them. 57 minutes of straight news every single day, Monday through Friday. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.